It's Tuesday and time to read from your emails and web comments. On the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday, we asked whether the U.S. has become more post-racial. The term meant different things to different listeners. For Evie Engravlano, it's a question of economic equality. Until I can pick up the annual statements of Fortune 500 companies and see photos who look like me and my community in the executive suites, we will not be beyond race. We also heard from several listeners after that conversation who complained that Ralph Eubanks went too far in linking conservative movements, including the Tea Parties, to thinly veiled racism. Jim Morales wrote, "To associate the Tea Party movement with dog whistle racism is a distortion meant to marginalize the political opposition. It's not racial opposition. The true objections to the Obama administration's policies have nothing to do with his race." It's now 2 weeks since the earthquake in Haiti. Senior news analyst Ted Koppel joined us last week to talk about refugees. Should the United States open its doors to Haitians fleeing the country? Phaedra Remare is Haitian-American and lives in Sunrise, Florida. If this disaster does not qualify us as "you're tired, you're poor, you're huddled masses yearning to breathe free," what does? What's the difference between us and the refugees of World War II or the boat people from Cuba or refugees from the wars in East Asia? Another listener took a different view. When Mexico City experienced its 8.1 earthquake in 1985, no one ever asked, should we allow them into the U.S.? I am of Mexican descent, and I find the question about allowing Haitians into the U.S. in the aftermath of the quake to be painfully ludicrous. We will take them now, but Americans will soon tire of them and complain of their presence and their, quote, free ride. That email from Alice Martinez in Watertown, Massachusetts. Finally, this question, which turned up more than once in our inbox, here from Marissa Burkett in Florida. I recently heard that UPS would ship boxes to Haiti for free for relief, but I haven't been able to find much information about this. Is it true? The answer is no. This is a myth that's been passed around online, but it is not true. UPS donated $1 million for relief, but the company will not ship your packages to Haiti for free. If you have comments, questions, or corrections for us, the best way to reach us is by email. The address is talk@npr.org. Please let us know where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name. Tomorrow, Temple Grandin joins us to talk about her life, autism, and the new movie about her that's about to be shown on HBO. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Cowan.